This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN on Thursday marked the International Day of Commemoration in memory of the victims of the Holocaust. In a virtual ceremony, survivors from Israel, South Africa, the United States and Canada shared their stories. In his video message for the day, the UN Secretary General sounded the alarm on a resurgence of xenophobia and hate.
Antisemitism, the oldest and most persistent form of prejudice, is rising yet again. Attempts to downplay or downright deny the Holocaust are proliferating. No society is immune to irrationality or intolerance. We must never forget that the Holocaust could have been prevented. Remembering the past is crucial to safeguarding the future. Silence in the face of hatred is complicity.
In a separate message, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights highlighted violent attacks on Jewish sites and anti-Semitic incidents reported in many countries. For Michelle Bachelet, remembering the Holocaust is essential to show the magnitude of disaster that can result from hatred. In Mozambique, more than 45,000 people, including 23,000 women and children, need humanitarian assistance after Tropical Storm Hanna hit the country earlier in the week. The powerful storm damaged over 10,000 homes, as well as bridges, power lines, schools, water systems and health facilities. According to Mozambican authorities, at least 12 health facilities and 346 classrooms have been damaged or destroyed, leaving more than 27,000 students without a place to learn. UNICEF is deploying staff and preparing medical and nutrition supplies, as well as setting up temporary learning spaces. Investments in nature-based solutions to tackle the climate crisis from the most developed economies group, the G20, need to increase at least 140% by 2050. The additional $165 billion per year is needed to meet biodiversity, land restoration, and climate targets, according to a new report led by the UN Environment Programme and partners. In 2020, investments from the G20 represented 92% of all global funding towards nature-based solutions. However, the vast majority of those funds, around 87%, were spent in domestic programs. At the global level, future investment needs to increase fourfold by 2050. Alexandre Soares, UN News.